Russia has reacted angrily at a four-year doping ban from all major sporting events, accusing the World Anti-Doping Agency of anti-Russia hysteria. WADA's board made the unanimous decision at a meeting in Switzerland after concluding that Russia tampered with laboratory data linked to positive doping tests. The decision means that the Russian flag and anthem won't be allowed to be played at the Tokyo 2020 Olympics or at football's 2022 World Cup in Qatar. Michelle Vorokin was formerly in charge of anti-doping in the UK and now heads the sports business consultancy Sporting Integrity. She's on the line this morning. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Why this decision from WADA?
Well, we've had several years since the corruption that was going on within the Moscow laboratory was uncovered. And that started with a documentary where the journalists had actually worked with a whistleblower. And then, of course, it's moved along because the corruption around what was going on through the Sochi Olympics has now been revealed as actually having a wider scale and involving not just hiding of positive tests, but a corruption of the very process of testing and the outcomes of the tests being manipulated, sometimes to extort money from athletes and sometimes to make sure that they didn't actually test positive. So, you know, it's been a murky world in that respect for a few years. And I think patience has finally run out when WADA had given ultimatums to Russia to produce the data from the laboratory, received the data, and could show that it had been manipulated even in its submission to the World Anti-Doping Agency. So this is a matter of patience has run out.
The Russian Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev says that this will affect athletes who've already been punished. Presumably there'll also be athletes who have not done anything wrong. Does he have a point?
Well, I do think he does have a point because there are some athletes who are actually quite outside the whole Russian system. And we have seen certainly UK Anti-Doping have been into Russia to try and reset up the anti-doping agency there, RASADA. And, there are athletes who will have been coming through the system who might never have been caught up in any of this corruption. Let's not forget that actually some people up in the echelons of the higher echelons of the International Athletic Federation have actually gone to prison for the corruption that had actually moved through to that level. So, it seems really unthinkable that this is, you know, sort of a 100% certainty that every Russian athlete has been involved, because some of them have not lived in Russia for many years, if they ever did, if you see what I mean. So a sledgehammer to crack a nut in some respects, but a strong message needs to be sent. But I think where I'm looking at this and saying, well, also the system itself should not have been capable of being corrupted to this point. And where's the accountability now for putting in place a far more robust, accountable and auditable system that would stop this happening again? Because presently, just to ban Russia isn't changing anything else.
Yes, I wanted to ask why it's so difficult to eradicate these sorts of problems if a country decides that it's going to do this.
Well, it's not just a country, of course. So the system of anti-doping is there to try to engender trust and confidence. But in actual fact, we need to do far more to ensure that the system we have cannot be manipulated in any way, shape or form. So that means a level of accountability.
So is this a problem for WADA as well? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Because we know from various reports there is a lot of uncertainty about the the appropriate collection of samples, the determination of whether to bring forward a violation on the basis of the adverse or atypical finding reported by the laboratory, the possibility that the therapeutic use exemption system, the system by which athletes get permission to use prohibited otherwise prohibited medications. So we're aware that this isn't a perfect system. So I'm just wondering how long it is before athletes themselves say, well, improve the system as well, because there are so many athletes taking part day after day after day in a system that unless it's in, you know, really engaging our trust and confidence, and importantly, and perhaps more importantly, their trust and confidence, because otherwise athletes look at this and say, well, why don't I just do what everybody else is doing and cheat?
Michelle,
so I think we've got to be far more robust.
Michelle Verroken, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
Michelle Verroken was formerly in charge of anti-doping in the UK. She now heads the sports business consultancy Sporting Integrity.